guilty and the ghostly. I've been so bad, I see a skin in here and voices. I can't believe it's me. The guilty and the ghostly.
Welcome back, guys. If you guys notice a little change of scenery, we're at my house again. We had planned to record here because it would be a little easier for me to have Hadley here, but unfortunately she didn't come over tonight, so, well.
So we said, screw it, we'll just do it anyways.
Yeah. They brought tacos over and working on motorcycles outside. So if you hear a random motorcycle start up outside, hopefully Audrey cuts that out.
So for real. No different than dogs barking.
Yeah, right. It's definitely possible too.
Kids talking.
Yep.
Speaking of the devil.
And we have an audience, which is weird. We never have an audience when we
really
do this.
Weird.
You know, I wasn't even looking over there.
Till now.
Pretend they're not even over
there. Now you're looking over there.
Maybe we can just like post a video.
Take a picture of the other side.
This is what we're actually looking at.
Well, we're using mine as a camera, so you'll have to take a picture and send it to me. Take a picture of them all staring at us.
Take two.
Do it all over again, Seth.
No, there's no way. I've done that three times. Editor, edit it out.
I'm going to leave all of it in. The all bangs, right, that's, the booms, the bangs.
No, that's fine. That's great.
Sometimes it makes for a better production.
Yep.
All right.
So anybody have
Garrett does need to walk by, though.
Do you need to come by?
No, I'm just awkwardly.
God! Why do you guys keep pointing them out?
Oh, this is funny.
Alright, what are we talking about today?
Well, before we talk about it, so I don't really have any true crime news or haunted news updates.
I've got some. Did you guys hear about the two teen boys that were shot and killed in our big city?
In Tyler?
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted me to name drop or anything.
Well, they know we're in Tyler.
Okay, cool. All right.
Well, I bumped it again.
Prayers to those families. That's terrible.
Yep.
Glad they were able to apprehend the suspects. So.
Yeah.
Hopefully justice for all.
Did they say what it was over?
It was in a club.
So just a fight?
I'm sure it was over something stupid. Was no it, offense if it wasn't. But, you know, I don't think it's a reason to take anybody's life. So.
Never
you
know. Read them. Do you know what club it was, though?
It was the one out there on 64. I'm not really familiar with all the clubs out there in Tyler, but...
You're not club hopping or anything?
No. I've usually got my kid, like, 6 days of the week, so...
Speaking of taking people's life, did you see the update on that one case?
Yeah, so that other case, the cold case that they just arrested somebody that... I'll cut this part out.
Gabe? Yeah, I've seen it.
They... What's it called? Indicted him or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Capital murder.
Basically, it's a formal charge, is all indicted means.
To wait for Seth to quit dying.
So then, now they're going to have to do the sentencing.
Yeah.
So he's got to go through the trial process and all that other stuff. And that could take a couple of years.
Jurors, or are they just going to do a judge, you know?
Yeah, it depends on what they decide to do. If he pleads not guilty, then... It'll go to trial.
I don't see him pleading not guilty. He confessed to
he confessed to it.
Depends on what route he wants to go. I really don't know.
Oh, never mind.
What?
I thought you were going to say his name for a minute.
Spider.
No.
Okay. So, yeah. So, there's the small little crime update we have.
There is also another one that I have.
Oh. See?
In Miami, there was a trigger warning. A little girl raped, and it was by three suspects. They were 12, 13, and 15. So
I saw that.
Prayers go out for that family as well.
That is tragic.
That little girl. And as they're going through court currently, trying to get this all settled.
Yeah, I saw that too. There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Savannah Guthrie is supposed to return back to work. Her mother's still missing. There's been a couple.
Yes.
Yeah. So. There we go. Yeah. Now that we brought the mood down on all the sad, sad things happening in the world.
That's a bunch of trip.
Yeah.
We've got a good trip to tell you guys about.
So Audrey and Josh have not told me or Seth about any of their trip. They've been waiting for this episode.
I don't know about you, but I didn't see anything about the trip until they started posting about it on Facebook.
I texted you. Did I not text everybody?
Yeah,
you
there was a whole message about it in the group text.
See, and here's the issue. When I got my new phone, all of my messages and stuff carried over except for the group text.
Hmm.
Okay, well, I'll text it again. But I sent it in the group text.
I said,
tickets are this much. It's this date. It was a while back, though. It was like 2 months ago.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It's been a long time ago, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. I mean, it might be personal. It might just be better to reach out to me on a personal level.
Maybe I'll just call you next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we ended up going to Haunted Hill House in Mineral Wells.
Okay. What state is that in?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Still Texas.
Yeah. It's only like 3 hours away.
Period.
Which we made the dumb mistake to do that, and we knew it was over at 11. By the time we got to the car and chilled for a minute, it was like 11:30 before we left, and we drove all the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get a hotel room?
No.
Oh my gosh.
That's sweet.
I was so tired. I didn't even drive.
She slept the whole way home.
Slept most of the way home.
Most
until I started feeling the car like weave in and out, and I was like, bro, what are you doing? I'm sleeping.
yeah
the whole way home
it was my turn.
Yeah, exactly. It was terrifying. So we drove all the way home, but it was really cool. It was really neat. So do you guys know the history of it at all?
Hill House?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the same one as like the Netflix original.
No, I'm not familiar with the Hill House at all.
I was gonna say I only watched the Netflix documentary.
That's not a documentary. That's an original.
Netflix series? Original series.
Oh my gosh!
But I know there's a lot of murders that happened in that house, right?
There was, and so what it was, it was a spring tour.
Allegedly.
It was a spring tour, so anybody could buy tickets and go, and they give you from, I think it was 7 till 11 o'clock at night to tour the house, which is great if you just kind of want to dip your toe into investigating instead of full, like, you don't really know what you're going.
In a house.
Yeah, and not really know what you're doing. So they had investigators in each room that are very familiar with the house, and they each had, like, some equipment that we could use and mess around with, and they showed us how to do it and kind of let it, or they'd just let you chill, or they'd tell you the history of it. So it was really neat.
Mm-hmm.
So you were kind of able to take it at your own pace?
No. We got about like 20 minutes or something like that in each room.
Oh, okay. So it was like a course almost.
It was way bigger on the inside than it looked like it was on the outside. It was a huge house.
Yeah. It doesn't even look that big on the outside. Have you guys seen a picture of it?
No.
Okay.
But if it lasted till 11 or 7 to 11 and 20 minutes in each room,
mm-hmm.
I was like, that's a lot of room.
Yeah, I mean, and it was wild.
Okay, so this is a picture of the house. And so right off the top, I do have to say, because we only did the spring tour, we didn't do, like, the whole tour. We couldn't really take pictures and videos of the house. Well, we can, but we cannot distribute them publicly. So, like, showing just you guys right here right now, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
As far as YouTube and what we can put up, there's only certain pictures that I have gotten approval to put up. So, I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. It may just be a blank video on YouTube. But just showing you guys, I can show you guys. The reason being is because they have the actual investigations that you can do. And so you have to pay a larger rate, but you get free range of the house and it's only your people. So there's not, each room had 5 people in it. So it was like me and Josh and then another couple, and they didn't have any singles, so it was just us four. And in the room right next to us had the same thing. So that was one thing that was kind of hard to deal with, is you want it to be quiet so you can hear everything, but you can also hear other people at times talking and moving around. So that was one downside of it, is you don't get, one, you don't get free range of the whole house unlimited time. You get a set amount in each room. So if you're having experiences and it's going really good, if it's time to switch, you gotta go.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
It was definitely a very strange experience. For sure. And I think we decided we're gonna do the actual private thing.
Yes. But right now they're not taking new schedules or new appointments.
Bookings.
She had an accident and like actually fell and hurt herself really bad. So she wasn't even at the spring tour because she had just had three surgeries.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
So until she's doing better, they kind of put a hold on booking anymore overnights.
And what'd you say it was? Like $500?
Yeah, it was like $500 for the night. And then you can pay the $125 to have permission to release videos and pictures.
Yep.
So when you do it with that booking, you can. She doesn't approve everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they do it is because a lot of these paranormal shows will find the videos and pictures online and then air it on the TV, but not give them the recognition they're supposed to have or the monetary value of what it should be, because they're just stealing it without permission.
Right.
So to avoid that and lawsuits and everything else, you have to have this special waiver.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So, saying all that just to, you guys get to see it, but you two will just get to hear it, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And, oh,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
She being, like, the owner of the house?
The owner. It's a husband and wife that own it. They do not live on location. They actually live, like, 2 hours away. So they only come in for the investigations or if they have stuff going on. It looked like maybe they had a camper on site that they have. That they, I guess they stay on for those nights. But they don't live in the house.
Okay.
So how did it play out? Did y'all just pull up in your car to the house? And
so you had to buy tickets ahead of time. And I was going to show you a picture. I can show an outside picture of it online. So any outside pictures we can share. So that's the house. Pretty.
That is really pretty.
Really pretty, really cute.
It's always the pretty ones that are haunted.
Yeah.
And the information I looked up, it said that it was either built in 1890 or 1905. Nobody really knows.
Yeah. And it's right by, like literally right across the street from the Baker Hotel.
Like the, what is that? The Norman Bates and the...
No.
No? That's the Bates Motel.
That's the Bates. So the Baker, I will do an episode on the Baker. It is a very haunted hotel.
Okay.
And it's literally right across the street. Actually, I can show you a picture.
They're being, it's in the middle of being renovated right now.
Yeah, it was all fenced off, which you can kind of see in this picture.
Oh.
But in this picture, I was standing in the backyard of Haunted Hill House, and that's the Baker. So that's how close they are.
That's a really big hotel. Wow.
And when we were outside on the porch at that moment, the moment where there was like a break, and for some reason,
we hadn't gone in yet.
No, it was after when we went out on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy was out there, and we just stood on the front porch for like our 15 or 20 minute moment.
Yeah.
He had mentioned something about there being tunnels, they thought.
Oh, yeah.
From the house to the hotel.
That connected them. They were old bootleg tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And
they thought it was a brothel.
They thought it was a brothel, and there was like a... They thought that they would bring people over.
Oh, like smuggle, like
through the tunnels.
Mm-hmm. They haven't found them, but they're suspected.
Yeah, supposedly. Allegedly.
So you think it's like linked to like the reason why both of them are haunted?
I think that's because of mineral wells. So I am actually going to do an episode on mineral wells as well. So that's where a bunch of people were going for healing properties and water because of the wells around there. I don't remember everything about it, but I'll do an episode on it. But literally that's how that town was built, was off of people coming for this water for medicinal purposes.
Sick people.
Yeah, like terminally ill people coming.
Looking for like a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of death, a lot of that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's a crazy town. There's lots of stuff we can cover.
And some dark history on top of that, mm-hmm. too.
Where'd you say it was again?
Mineral Wells.
Oh, that's the town,
Texas,
too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, that's kind of funny. That's what they were coming for, and that's what the town's called.
Yeah.
Ironic.
So, do y'all want to tell us what happened at Haunted Hill House? Like, the background?
Well, yeah, like, a little bit of the history?
Yeah, because I thought I knew, but now you're saying it's not like
that. Not at all what I thought it was.
So, throwing you for a loop. Mm-hmm. Did they... I don't really remember them giving them... I mean, there's bits and pieces in history, but I didn't think to write it down as we were going through it.
We didn't really get a chance to look at all the things that were written down in there.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of descriptions on a lot of the decorations that were in there. And a lot of the items that were in there were actually donated from other places, from like haunted locations.
Yeah, like people were like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't want it anymore. So here you go.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff in there. Then there was the voodoo.
Yeah, they
stuff.
Had like Haitian artifacts. And then in what's called the Priscilla's room, which I think that was the calmest room in the house while we were there. They had this old suitcase that belonged to a guy that was in an insane asylum. And I think he killed some people. And he had a doll that he made that looked like his sister. A doll that looked like him that he made. And, like, his teddy bear from when he was a kid. And what else did it have? Like a scrapbook or something.
Just personal belongings inside
of
it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So at one point, the house operated as a speakeasy. And during that time, several deaths were reported within its walls. This came from the website. We reworded it a little bit, but this came from the website. The property itself is deeply tied to the area's past. Many people once traveled here seeking healing from the famous mineral wells, but not everyone left cured. In fact, the original wells, the Lamar Iron Well, the French Well, and the Mesquite Well, are still located on the property. One of them has even been opened up inside what's now known as the Scratcher Room. So in the house, there's an actual well.
Okay.
Behind the home sits East Mountain, a place surrounded by legend. It's said to hold hidden treasure, Sam Bass's lost gold, so much that in 1938, the city of Graham actually attempted to locate it using a doodlebug device, which I'm not sure what that was.
Doodlebug.
Sounds fun.
We should have looked that up.
Sounds fun. I feel like it was probably not too uncommon for houses to be built on wells, especially if the land already had a natural mineral well on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have running water.
I don't know. That'll take some deeper research. Behind.
Disappointed.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry.
Here, you want me to Siri it real quick?
Major. I just tried, but it was like some cleaning devices.
Major fail.
So, yeah. Sorry, guys. Long before that, the Kiowa, Waco, and Comanche tribes roamed the land.
Kiowa?
What did I say? Kiowa? Kiowa. My bad.
Man, you offended his heritage.
Not my heritage.
Nope. We tested.
Yep. Unfortunately. I was told I was Indian all my life and
nothing.
Took a DNA test, found out.
I'm
100% not that bitch.
Oh my god.
Lizzo.
So, yeah. So long before all those tribes roamed the land, and adding another layer to the story, one of the home's founders, William Barclay Kyle, was part of an early Texas Ranger regiment tasked with hunting them. a detail even noted in his obituary. The house itself is a 3,800 square foot Victoria mansion with over 20 areas to investigate, including 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, and a fully equipped control room with cameras throughout the property. They kind of talk about how they have it set up for investigations. And you can go online, and it has, of course, how much you can rent it for the night and about the waiver and all the information on there. Another really cool thing, which I didn't even think about it until Mom said something. On the property, like outside, there's like, what, 4 or 5 graves?
I think there were 4.
There were graves all throughout that property. So while we were sitting there waiting for them to open the door so we could go in, we could kind of walk around outside. And there were graves like this.
Or just a little headstone?
Yeah, all over the property.
A little, that's a good sized headstone.
Yeah, like a regular size.
Do you think it's just maybe like property owners? Has it been passed on to the generations? Maybe?
I don't know.
No clue.
Like I said, she wasn't there, the wife, the one of the owners that I think kind of normally heads up that part of it. She wasn't there because of her surgeries. So we didn't get to ask a whole bunch of questions.
Were there any markers on it or were they blank?
Just their names and then
their date.
Yeah. But they were all over the property. And then while we were standing there waiting to go in, there was 2 women there that were taking their son or her son and a friend to go through the haunted house or the haunted hill house. And one of the moms was like, I'm not even supposed to be here. I bought the tickets and he was supposed to go with a bunch of friends because I'm not supposed to be here. Like she was tripping out.
Oh yeah, she was freaking out,
it
dude.
It was funny. And then there was another lady and her son or grandson, we're not sure, kid with her. And they said that they've investigated it like 6 or 7 times. They've had a lot of experiences. Of course, they were sharing videos that they got, and it was pretty freaking cool. But yeah, they have also been to the Bolton House over here in Jacksonville,
okay,
which we're going to have to go check out.
Is that like another house you can tour?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like this one. So that was really neat. We got to talk to them. Oh, and the birds that were flying.
Oh, yeah. Like, we're standing outside, and to the back side of the house is, like, the mountain she was talking about. Mountain. Air quotes.
It wasn't very big.
But, like, all of a sudden, buzzards start flying around where everybody's at.
Like,
and I look at Audrey, and I'm like, man, I hope these people don't see this. And she's like, what? So that can't be a good sign.
And they're just sitting there circling everybody.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then finally they opened up the doors. It was time to go in, so they started splitting everybody up in groups.
Yeah, like before that, while we were standing out back in that certain spot we were at, it was like the heaviest feeling. It was
very
so heavy. That plays into a later story.
Okay.
Further elaborate, like heavy feeling, like you just
like
feel like your chest is hurting or you're
no,
hot,
just almost like almost just like it was a dark feeling,
like eerie, like
maybe somebody was watching you, or
no, like evil presence type stuff.
I don't know if I got evil presence, but I definitely noticed a more heavy feeling in the back of the house than like when we were standing there getting our wristbands and stuff.
And maybe I don't necessarily mean evil so much as just like it felt sinister.
No, just heavy. Just heavy. I don't know. Just the energy. You know when somebody gets in a huge fight and you walk in the room and it's just
like awkward, like it feels tension.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how it felt like for me.
Well, that's kind of a good way to
describe it. It felt a little more sinister to me though.
It's like you just watched a scary movie and you have to go use the restroom.
You're afraid it's like a hand's going to grab your...
Yeah, and the shower curtain shut.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody behind that shower curtain.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just a really heavy feeling. And then they took us to the front of the house. They started splitting us up and taking us to whatever room.
Yeah. And we were hoping we would get stuck with those two...
Yeah, the lady and
her
the
son
and
grandson,
the kid.
I can't remember.
They were so cool.
How old was her grandson? Like Jackson's age?
No. Okay. He was like late teens, early
20s. I think he said he was 19 or 20.
Yeah. He's a sweet, sweet kid though. But we were hoping we would get put with them just because we'd been talking to them and they were really cool. I don't know why. Anytime we'd go do things like this and you get partnered with somebody, we always get like the short end of the straw every single time. And it happened this time.
You get stuck with the Freddy Cat Mama.
No, I would have loved to have been with her. She would have been great.
It would have been fun.
And the lady we were with, fantastic. Sweet. Loved it. She was into it. She was asking questions. She was trying to figure it out with us. And if they hear this, I hope he hears this. Her husband was such a jerk the entire freaking time we were doing it.
Oh, yeah. He was bad.
Like, they would, you know, say, ask whatever, or, what, you know, showing us how to use the equipment. He's like, you're only hearing what you want to hear. This isn't real. That's not saying anything. Yeah, because you're hearing shit. Like, the whole time we were doing this stuff, he was just constantly.
So he's just doubtful. Like, he shouldn't have even been there in the first place.
No, I would have been cool with somebody that was doubtful. Just be like, I don't believe it, but she wanted to come, so here I am, you know.
That seemed like his hand that was been forced cool. or something.
I don't know. He was miserable.
The entire time was griping about it and saying how stupid it was and that none of this is real and doesn't understand why she's playing into it or why she spent the money on it. Just the whole time. Yep. The whole time.
Yikes.
Could be like a defense mechanism, maybe. Like, he was scared, so he was like, oh, none of this is real. Like,
probably reading
this isn't real.
Too deep, too. Probably just some relationship stuff there.
I don't know.
Oh, there had to be.
Such a jerk. And what's crazy is he's like, well, I work in death. And we're like, oh, okay. Like, cool.
Oh, what, like a funeral director or
mortician?
Something?
Yeah. But no, he actually, like, I don't know. But he just, it was such a weird vibe. And
not a great experience for a partner.
No.
He worked in hospice. Care.
That's one way to put that.
That's a horrible way to put that. Oh, my gosh.
But, and whatever. If that's how he wants to say that, how he works or what he does for a living, that's fine. But he just kept saying it, well, I work in hospice. And the whole time I'm thinking, you are being such a jerk right now, and you have no sympathy or any respect for anybody that's around you right now.
Anybody
I can't
else
imagine
that
you
paid for tickets to come.
I and can't you imagine you being around somebody that's grieving their loved one, like, oh, and have God, to yeah. put up with that.
Seriously.
It was ridiculous.
Like, he was just so numb to anybody else but himself.
It was ridiculous.
He'd be like, yeah, your mom just passed away, but, you know, it's hospice.
Sorry.
I work in death.
Yeah. What do you mean? I don't know what his deal was, but. So that's all I'm going to say about him. His wife was great. You'll hear her on some of this. Mm-hmm. She was awesome.
Yep.
And he just steadily was standing back there just talking shit the entire time.
The entire time. Did we catch any of that?
There's one where you can kind of hear him whispering, but it's not. No, mm-hmm. not really. Darn. Not a lot.
What? I was hoping we could blast him.
Yeah.
Do you recognize this man?
Yeah, no kidding. It was ridiculous. So I wish... If she would want to go back and want to go with somebody else, I'd be like, I'll go with you, girl. Like, leave him at home. He's not needed.
He clearly didn't want to be there.
No. No.
All right.
So that's enough about him. So the first room that we got to go to was Jacob's room, which is a very active room. So at one point, I believe a doctor owned the home and allegedly would perform abortions. And when he did that in this room.
Ooh.
And there were a lot of botched abortions in this room.
I mean, never mind.
Mm-hmm. That also happened to be the room we were standing there when we were outside.
Yeah. So once we realized where we were, that room was literally the wall that we were standing next to. Which is kind of weird. And then we found out that there was, so it was also a brothel at one point. And one of the working ladies had a son. He was about, I think they said, 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, trigger warning, was found hanging from a swing set.
Right outside the door that...
Right out in the backyard where we were at. They... It ended up being ruled a suicide. Mind you, this kid's 8 years old. They ended up ruling it a suicide, but it is strongly believed that it may have been the guy that owned the house when it was a brothel trying to...
Take the kid out of the brothel?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's kind of sad. And like I said, there's so much more history. This is just off of our memory and like quick little bits that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a cool place that you need to check out though. So while we were in Jacob's room, they had an EVP detector. They had an EVP, it's an EMF detector and an EVP recorder and a spirit box. So you see them use all these tools on TV, but it's really cool to actually be there.
That sounds like everything I've heard them ever use right there.
Yeah.
Those three things in the first room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's really cool actually getting to use this stuff instead of just watch. Well, I mean, we just watched somebody use it, but you got to interact with it. So mm-hmm. It was really cool. So in the beginning, he's like, you know, what tool do you want to use? We ended up saying, let's try the spirit box first. And so that's the one where it scans through the radio stations really fast, AM to FM, and supposedly the spirits can manipulate it, and then it will purposely pick up certain words to try to communicate or something like that. I'm probably explaining it wrong. But that's the first one we used. He had everybody introduce themselves. Hey, my name is so-and-so. So, and I just realized we totally blasted her husband, and now we're fixing to say her name. Oh, well. Okay, here we go. Allegedly, one of the women that was with us said, my name is Natalie. And we think we picked something up, so I'm going to let you guys watch it. And you guys will be able to hear it as well.
You didn't pass out no stickers, right?
No.
That'd be awkward.
Oh, no, I did. Actually, I did.
I don't know if he gave them to her.
No, I did. No, I did not. I gave it to the lady and her son that we really liked. Okay, so press play on that.
Hey, Jacob, are you here with us right now? We can introduce ourselves real quick. My name's Tyler. We can go around the room, okay?
I'm Natalie.
Hi, Jacob. My name's Audrey.
I'm Josh.
Oh, Natalie?
Yes.
I just heard it say Natalie. Oh, Natalie?
Yes.
I just heard it say Natalie.
You hear it?
Natalie. That's really cool.
I'm kind of confused. So this machine...
It's just a radio, like an old school radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they've adjusted the dial so that it manipulates easier. I don't know how they do that.
And it's just scanning through radio stations as fast as it can.
And it's picking up like songs and it's forming out
mm-hmm.
Natalie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Creepy. And that
was her name. Oh, just wait.
Oh, it gets weirder.
It gets weirder. So that was the first thing that happened in Jacob's room. So we're hanging out. We got a few minutes left. And he's like, do you want to use the EVP detector? You betcha. Let's do it. So.
Remind me, what does the EVP do?
That's one where you ask a question and it records.
Okay.
And it records up to, I can't remember, seconds after,
mm-hmm.
and then it will cut off until it hears a noise again. So you ask a question, and then that's what it is. You ask a question, and then you're quiet for 15, 20 seconds, kind of waiting to see if there's a response, and sometimes it'll respond in the recorder. So you'll hear us ask a question, and then it's a really quick answer after that. But I did put the words on the screen so you can kind of...
I think EVP stands for electronic voice phenomenon or something like that.
Did you hear that? So, listen at the beginning.
Hi, Jacob. Are you here with us?
Did you guys hear the first two responses?
Yeah.
Whereas, hi, Jacob.
Hi.
Yeah.
Do you not like when people, or do you like when people come visit you? I think you said. And I said, yes. And then, do you miss playing outside? Yes. I can play it again if you guys want to get.
Hi. Hi, Jacob. Are you here with us?
That's dope.
And so towards the end of the video, you could kind of hear them. They said, hey, everybody in Jacob's room, come on out. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of the things, is there is a lot of noise going on in the background. It kind of sucks. You can't necessarily take all of this as, yeah, this is paranormal. It is weird. Yeah. But with all the commotion going on in the background, can you really say it's paranormal?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you could if you got, like, the more private...
And yeah. That's what we want to do. And that package, we can actually have eight people.
Oh. So we are talking about splitting the cost for anybody that wants to go up to eight people. Obviously, us four have first dibs, and we get to go stay the night.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing. Or no, so that was everything in Jacob's room. Where'd we go after Jacob's? Was it the Shadow Man room?
Can't remember. I think it was the one wherever all the dolls were.
It was that one, but I'm wondering if we shouldn't save that one for last.
Okay.
Because we had more happening in that room.
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, not that room.
Mm-hmm.
There was the room with the TV in it.
That's not
That wasn't the doll room I'm talking about. I'm talking about the one that had them all hanging from the ceiling.
From the ceiling. Okay.
It was the next room.
You're right. So then we went to the doll. He called it the doll room. So they have a doll room that has actual, like, creepy real dolls in it. But then they have another room.
I hated it.
And
I do not like dolls.
That's where we had the most crazy happenings was in that room. But then they have another room where they actually hung baby dolls from the ceiling and, like, marionettes and stuff.
That's insane.
Yeah. Kind of creepy. They did it for Halloween one year, and they just never took them down.
He said, this is spooky. We love it.
Yeah. We didn't really... I didn't have any.
Yeah, we didn't really find anything in that particular room, I don't think.
But I did scare the crap out of myself in that room. So, like I said, not much was happening. And they have a fireplace in that room. I think it was... Was it a fireplace? Is that what that was? Or was it just a...
It's a closet.
Bootleg closet.
The closet went up into the attic.
That's right. Like, you would go into the closet and look up, and you can see the attic, and it's got, like...
Oh, like a scuttle hole?
Inside the walls and stuff.
Well, it'd be a scuttle hole, but this had no ceiling.
Oh.
It was just an open closet to the attic.
Oh.
Big hole.
They just didn't do the ceiling in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
So Josh goes in that hole, and he's got the EVP detector.
You went in the attic?
No, but not I went in, the in, closet. In the closet. Oh. Where you could look up. I did too. But he sat, there was a chair in there, so he sat down, he had the EVP detector, and there was this, like, sheer cloth that covered it. And so I was videoing him and watch it right in this area. And see if you see what I did.
Whoever took had to have this doll. So they were doing, like, the balloon thing for it. The guy in front of him was about to win it, so she didn't realize she'd done it, but she threw the darts in the guy's hand.
Oh, sure.
And so her boyfriend was the doll for her. The doll starts to grow and take over and kind of look like her and take her personality.
know, she couldn't put it down. It went everywhere with her.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Talking Tina.
Well, worse than the talking Tina because it was taking over.
Oh shit. What the fuck is that?
Scared the shit out of me. So I'm videoing him, and I see a glimpse of something, and I'm like, what was that? And I move it, and I'm like, that's a freaking face. And I get closer. He was wearing his House of a Thousand Corpses shirt.
Bro.
So it had a white face that was
Captain Spaulding's big ass face on
one side. I thought it looked familiar. I was like, that's crazy.
So the EVP detector glows green, and so it was reflecting off of that shirt.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me at first.
That low-key scared me, too. I was like...
Yeah.
Where'd the face come from? That's so epic. It just looks like somebody peeks out from around the corner.
Scared the crap out of me. I was terrified.
All right. Excellent.
Okay.
So after that room, we went to the gambler room. Is that what it was called?
No, we went to the, I can't remember what they called it, but it was the room right across where I got to do the dowsing rods.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember what that room was either, but I didn't really get anything in there.
No, that's the first time I've ever messed with dowsing rods, though. That felt pretty cool.
Dowsing rods?
They're copper rods, and you hold them in your hand, and they, like, have a handle, and then it's a long copper rod, and that's what they used to use to find water.
Okay.
But supposedly spirits can move it to go, I think together was yes, and away was no. And so you'd ask a question, and the rods would move. But is it from me moving and subconsciously doing it? I don't know. We did ask some questions, and it would answer it. And so that was kind of cool. It would say yes or no.
Yeah, and that guy was not liking that room at all.
Oh, really? I didn't, because I was
You
playing.
Didn't hear
no,
him?
No, I was
oh
playing with the rods.
Oh, my God. That room is where he lost it the most.
I was in my own world playing with my little...
Well, you probably shut him out. I was enjoying listening to him be an idiot.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you know he got an earful when he got back to the car.
Yeah.
Because that lady, she was so sweet, and she took it like a champ. But I guarantee you, when he got to the car, she whooped his ass.
But in this room, they have an axe that was used... Was it on the property?
I don't remember.
There's an axe that was used in a murder. I think it may have been on the property. The murder happened on the property, and they still have the axe in that room.
Okay.
Dang.
So, that was kind of creepy. And there was a door in there. They said, supposedly, you can open it and, like, just stick your arm in and say, you can touch my arm, and one of the little girl ghosts will... come touch your arm.
Did you do it, Audrey?
No.
I don't blame
you. So, nobody did it but me.
Yeah, he did it.
Well,
so
explain.
What happened?
And he's just gonna stare into your soul.
I ain't feel shit.
Oh. Nothing really happened in that room. It was cool because you got, like I said, see the axe and read a little bit about it. That was kind of cool.
The play with copper rods.
Yeah, I got to play with the rods. I've never done that before. That was pretty neat. But nothing really happened. Then we went to the gambler's room.
Yeah, the gambler's room after that.
Was it a casino at one point?
That's just where they gambled, I guess. When it
was,
I
mean, it was like almost like a room where they just had a poker table set up.
Okay, yeah, makes sense. Played cards.
Yeah. And they even had
a gambling room.
Yeah.
They had like wood paneling, wood paneling walls and stuff. It kind of looked like where you'd go and smoke a cigar and play cards.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like.
Epic.
So
did they let you smoke a cigar?
No, cigars.
Did they let you play cards?
There were cards on the table. You could have if you wanted to, but we didn't. You only get like 20 minutes, so
yeah,
it's enough time for a game to go fish.
Well, the guy that was in there was pretty cool. He had he had his own museum, and they collect oddities and haunted objects and stuff. And I think they were out of Austin, but he gave us a pretty good little history on it. Some of his own personal experiences that happened there. He kept taunting the guy, and he's like steadily, I don't believe in this. This is BS. And that guy's like, okay, well, what would you do if something just happened to knock your hat off tonight? He's like, it wouldn't happen. So I don't care why. Well, I don't even know why you're asking me. It wouldn't even happen. And the guy goes, but what if it did? Would you become a believer? Well, it's not going to happen. I mean, just back and forth like that the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I'm sitting there wishing, going, I wish someone would knock his hat off right now. He would croak.
Oh, dude, yeah, he would die right there immediately.
So nothing happened. I didn't really hear anything.
Yeah, that room was pretty dead. Supposedly, that room, they would whistle.
Yeah, a lot of whistling in that room.
Yeah.
You could hear whistling?
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything. And then somebody popped their head out of the other room.
And asked if we were
in the scrying room.
Yeah, because the scrying room is, like, connected right, like, to that one, and it had a half door kind of covering it. And so when she popped her head in, she just, like, looked at the sheet and was like, hey, were y'all just whistling in here? And we're like, nope, wasn't us. So maybe they heard something. I don't know.
You know, I don't know how the house was built, and I don't know what the wind was like out there, but sitting in our house, when the wind's kind of blowing hard, you can hear the wind whistling.
Yeah.
Right.
Between, I don't know if it's the tin or off the brick or what it is.
Yeah, but it could be something else.
There's always that possibility that there's something that could explain noises.
Mm-hmm.
Houses settling, like wind noise.
Well, I ain't gonna be like, you know, the whole bookshelf falls. Oh, the house is just settling, you know.
But you do have to have a logical mind when it comes to this stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've got more evidence like that we're kind of gonna talk about.
Yeah.
So the next room was the scrying room.
Yes.
Are y'all familiar with that?
No.
Scribe meaning like writing and stuff? Like
that was a writing room? Is that what the kids used to do when they were like,
I think you're thinking of scribe.
Oh.
Oh, what are you saying?
So scry.
Scrying.
Scrying.
Like crying, but with an S. Scrying.
So it is. That's when all the kids were like, squaw.
What?
Not quite.
No. So it's when a person focuses on an object like a mirror, crystal ball, or water. The room is usually dim or candlelit. They relax their gaze and then enter into a meditative state. Images, symbols, or impressions may appear in the surface or in their mind. People would try to use it to communicate to spirits, see visions, get insight, sometimes messages. Do you guys remember Cold Mountain?
No, but I'm envisioning Pocahontas right now.
Okay, yeah, Pocahontas. Cold Mountain's my favorite movie. She was crying in the well and seeing her husband dying.
Lion King.
Wow.
Where he sees his dad in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically scrying.
Yeah. Okay, so I knew about it. I just didn't know how to add a word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the skeptical side of things is the brain can create visual patterns or images in low light. They also compare it to being similar as dreaming or imagining while you're awake.
Mm-hmm.
You're bite, you're.
You couldn't get a fucking soft talker.
Get a big old bite, buddy.
Eat. Eat. I tried. It's stuck.
Eat the whole thing.
I was done it.
All right.
One bite, no balls.
That is what scrying is. So, this is the one that I found something and didn't see it before. So I'm gonna show Josh and then I'll show you guys. But what's cool about this picture, what is this?
I don't know. What do you, I don't see it.
Hang on, quit looking at it for a minute. What did I tell you was happening to my face before I would see the image that I was seeing? Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
So while I did it first, I sat in the chair and tried the scrying first. So I sat in the chair and this side, the right side of my face, kept on getting covered. Like it would just like look like a black shadow or mist almost and cover most of my face. And then it would dissipate. But as it would dissipate, I would see, again, is it my brain trying to make sense of things?
Oh, you were saying the man's face, the man's
no,
face.
No, I was talking about the shadow.
Oh, yeah.
What
okay.
is that?
Wasn't that the whole point of scrying?
Is to see something, yes. But it'll make sense in a minute. Let me get there. So I kept seeing a black shadow covering the right side of my face over and over. And as it would dissipate, is that the right word? Yeah. As it would do that, this image of this old lady with gray hair, it would start at my nose, and my nose would like start growing bigger. And then my chin and my jawline, you could tell it was a woman, but she had very manly features and like a very pronounced brow line. And then I would look at it and I'd be like, holy shit. And then it would just kind of dissolve and it would just be my face again. So is it my eyes refocusing? And so you lose sight of it. But then the same thing would happen. A shadow would come over the side of my face and that face would start. And it was almost looked like the face was moving, but my head sitting still. It was a very trippy feeling.
Wait, so what are you doing essentially? You're just staring at water?
Staring at a mirror.
Oh, staring at a mirror.
Staring at your reflection.
With that being said, look at this picture. And I didn't notice it until tonight when I was getting ready for this. I can't turn the brightness up any, and I know the lights are kind of bright in here. There's a shadow, right? Almost like it's fixing to go over my face. So look at this. I'll show you where I drew the line over it so you can kind of see where I'm talking about. So look in that area where the red is.
I see a lot of red now.
Okay. Well, because I traced it. And then look right here. There's like a smudge or something that goes right here. It's like discolored.
Do you have this picture on your phone too?
Yes.
But her phone's recording.
But my phone's recording.
Dang.
So I'll see if I can turn the brightness up on my phone a little bit. If I could reach the light switch, I'd turn the light off and you could see it better.
So.
Yeah, so we'll have to look at it later. Mm-hmm. But there's like a shadow. I didn't see it last time until Mom and I were looking at it. And then I was like, wait a minute, what is that? Did you see what I'm talking about? It's like almost lighter.
I can't really see it that
way. Oh, yeah, kind of.
Like a.
I almost thought there was a shadow behind you, though.
Well, that's Josh.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, that's just as creepy as any ghost. I'm
and
just
it's,
saying.
Like I said, because it kept happening to that side of my face. So that was weird. So then Josh sits down and he starts doing it. And you didn't get to sit down very long.
A couple minutes
maybe. And it was time to switch rooms. And after that, it was our break time. So we went to the front porch and I was like, after I seen what I seen, I was like, I need to tell Josh what I seen when he sat in that chair. So I just grabbed my phone and typed it in so I wouldn't forget to tell him. And I'm going to let him tell you what he's seen.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll show you, or should we show him the video first and then have you tell him what you seen? I think show the video first.
Yeah, you can show the video.
Debriefing. We just finished at the Haunted Hill House. Some rooms were way more active than others, but we did have a lot of experiences, which were really cool. One that I want to talk about right now is we got to go to a scrying room, and I had a really cool experience, and then we switched, and Josh sat in the chair. I haven't told him what I seen, and he hasn't told me what he seen when he did it. I typed it on my phone, and I'm going to show it to him to see if it matches what he's seen.
Dude, that's exactly what the fuck I saw.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Like, when you sat down, you were only sitting there for a few seconds, and then it slowly, like, his beard when it was long.
Yep.
And it looked just like your dad, and I'm like, I'm tripping. I'm tripping right now.
That's why I had tears in my eyes. I have literal tears in my eyes, guys. This is crazy.
So, would you say you're a believer now?
I mean, I don't know. I'm definitely still skeptical, but we had some interesting interactions here that definitely make me question the possibility of something like that really being true.
I sat down. And as I'm sitting down, I'm staring. And I didn't see anything.
And then, like she was saying, all of a sudden it was like my eyes were focusing, and in and out, I could see images of my father's face. It was the weirdest thing.
And that's what I was seeing when I was standing behind him. So we're having the same vision at the same time and not even realizing it.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. So again, is it our minds just trying to make out what we can? And he looks so much like his dad, so that's where our minds went? I don't know.
I mean, it's possible it's a dark room, but...
So that was crazy. So after that, we went upstairs. Well, because we're saving...
Yeah, I think so.
Shadow Man for last. So after that, it's the name of the room, Shadow Man.
Oh.
We didn't see a Shadow Man, but we've seen some cool shit. So we went up to Toby's room. Toby is supposedly a demon that lives in the house that was brought in by, I think it was a young, not too long ago, a couple that bought the house, and they did like witchcraft and used a Ouija board.
Opened up a portal to
and
hell.
Opened up a portal.
Nope.
And supposedly there's more than one portal in that house.
Yeah.
Nope.
So we went upstairs to Toby's room, where this demon is supposed to be at.
And why does he get a whole room, bro?
he's the ruler of the house.
Better to keep him in one room than the whole house.
Keep him happy.
I guess that's fair.
So during this part of the tour, we actually got separated from that other couple. They took them to another room in the attic and took us to Toby's room.
Did y'all see the couple again after that?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was like, maybe they took him out back.
Sacrifice.
Like, bro, you got...
You gotta sacrifice to the demons.
I was just gonna say, you guys gotta go. You being haters, but...
I mean, sacrifice the haters.
Yeah, alright. We know where you stand.
Just one hater.
Yeah, just one. So, the guy that was actually doing this room was the owner of the house, Sonny. So, he's kind of showing us around, kind of giving us the history. And he sends Josh to sit on a bed in the room. And then there's like a tiny little hall to a smaller room in this attic. I guess it'd be like a closet, a big closet, basically. And we're sitting there. And this is the first thing. So we're just kind of sitting there talking.
Let him know you're here.
Well, on the second time you come up here, you'll get to go in Joshua's room. So... That'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
I like him.
You say brothers?
It did, didn't it? Whoa. They surely did. That'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah.
I like him.
You say brothers?
It did.
Whoa.
You say brothers? So I just replayed it.
Did.
That's bizarre.
You hear it? Well,
it almost to me sounded like it said, how many brothers?
And I heard, yeah, that's what I think I put on.
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah.
Or have any brothers, yeah, I think is what any? I heard.
Yeah, that's what you thought you heard. Yeah. He thought he heard have any. I heard how many.
But now you're here. Well, the second time you'll get to go, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I hear how many brothers.
Yeah, I hear how many.
That's bizarre. And that's like unlike any voice in that whole fucking room. Mind my language.
That almost sounds like not from this time, if that makes sense. Like, so that was creepy.
Like ancient voice, you know?
And
brothers.
Yeah. So that's creepy. That wasn't what I was telling them about Georgia. I think this next one is about Georgia. So I'm just going to let this play. I am going to put it closer to you. Again, there's no video. It's just audio, but I did put words up so you kind of know what's happening.
Do we want to look at the words or no?
This one,
I don't.
This one's not words. listen for something, in which I'll talk about it. It's not words, though. I will tell you that.
It's just like a sound.
Yeah. You don't want the video right now, or the okay.
Just want to see if we could decipher it without it.
I loved it. There's a lot of horrible history in Georgia.
Yes. They actually took us to the bottom. There was this bar where they would drug the patrons there, and they would drag them down to the basement, and then ship them off on pirate ships. They'd wake up for after being drugged and to be stuck on a pirate ship, and they would basically be their slaves. And they took us to the basement, turned off all the lights, and we got to sit down there for a few minutes. And is that a coin?
What the hell was that? Did you hear that?
Is that a coin?
What the hell was that?
It sounded like a...
Yeah, I heard a coin.
Coin fall.
Did you just throw a coin? I did. Did you hear that? I did. Tell us your name. Who threw that money?
Did you hear it?
I heard something. I couldn't hear.
Keep listening. It'll play it again. Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Like a train?
No, I heard a coin drop.
Okay.
Oh, it sounded like train brakes to me. Like,
Keep listening.
Did you just throw a coin? I did. Did you hear that?
Did you hear the spirit box say I did?
Tell us your name. We're doing that money.
This is where it ends.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild. That coin drop was clear as day.
So, to make that even crazier, not long after that.
I've got video of it. If you wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've got the view. That's we'll in the shadow that. Shadow Man. So I heard the coin drop. Again, that room was pitch black. I could not, like, that video was my phone just sitting on my lap. So it was pitch black in there. Couldn't even see my hand on the front of my face. Yes.
Why?
Because it's like a closet area that him and I were sitting in. And so could he have thrown a coin?
Yeah, I was kind of sitting here thinking that to myself. He could have been, like, over here in the corner of the room and, like...
Mm-hmm. And that's always a possibility. Okay. And we were listening to it on... Was it the computer? Because it...
Mm-hmm. But we had headphones on.
Oh, yeah, we had headphones on. So when you listen to it with headphones on, you can hear it a lot more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost hear what sounds like a chair scoot at the same time.
Movement.
So,
and right when that happened, my phone shifted and I had my feet on the ground. So if he, again, we're not saying he did or that they ever would or that they fake any of that. We are not saying that at all.
Just being skeptical.
Just trying to be skeptical. My phone was sitting on my lap. Again, is it a spirit that moved me? I felt the energy and I shifted. Or was there movement
in, like,
to throw
the
a coin, and then that's an old house, it's wood?
Mm-hmm. We can't prove or disprove. However, there was a coin.
Yeah. Yes. So they told... Well, no, we seen the coin. So about that time, they said... Oh, no. I think I've got one more. So about that time, it was almost towards the end. Yeah, I've got one more. And so we'll wait. We'll wait to get to what we did find a coin, though. We'll talk about it in a minute.
It also could have been one of those things where the guy, like you said, was sitting in the chair and he, like, scooted up or maybe set up a little bit straight.
And we talked about that, too.
In his pocket and
did it fall? Yeah.
He didn't always a possibility.
It was him, and he was like,
yeah.
Holy crap. Like,
yeah, or, scared him, too.
Yeah.
Or did he adjust himself in the chair and the coin fell at the same time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
I mean, it could be a possibility of things. But again, it was pitch black. No, I couldn't see him. It could have fell out of his pocket. He could have, you know, like you said, adjusted. Maybe it was sitting on the edge of a table, and that's old wood. So did it hit the ground?
And that's a possibility because in one of these, one of the ladies was telling us about how people would leave coins
for the children.
For the kids up there in certain places. So it's possible that that coin just happened to fall off where it was.
Bring the coins because it is also very common for coins to be thrown in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So they're almost kind of like setting it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, again, that is a claim that happens a lot. There was, I'm sure, coins in there that people have left. Could it have shifted and fell? Of course. Mm-hmm. Could it have been a spirit that knocked it off? Maybe. So, just, again, it was spooky, though. It was spooky, and it did happen. So then we're sitting there, and we're talking a little bit longer. And it's almost towards the end. So he's kind of hollering at Josh, like, hey, I'm fixing to tell him it's time to go. So we're going to play the next one.
Josh is going to get ready to leave the room because I want to ask him something. So you got 5 seconds to do whatever you're going to do to him. 5, 4, 3.
Get out.
Yeah, did you hear it?
Yes.
Get out. Go ahead and come out, Josh. They told you to get out.
Did they say get? I don't know. It's like a... Like, it's definitely two syllables.
It definitely has the same feel to it.
Yeah. And it's weird that he was saying, fixing to tell him to get out, and then it does that.
Repeats him, get out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, play it again?
Weird.
Josh is going to get ready to leave the room because I want to ask him something. So, you got 5 seconds to do whatever you're going to do to him. 5, 4, 3.
Oh, yeah. Get out. But it almost sounds like a kid, though.
Yeah. And that's a common...
Or don't go.
Maybe. It's definitely two syllables.
Mm-hmm. Don't go, get out.
Two syllables.
Yeah. So that was weird.
Would have been fuck you. I'm sorry.
It just kind of sounded like an O at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, out, go.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's creepy.
It was weird.
It does sound like a little kid, though.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same room?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of the how many brothers, the coin, and the get out were all in the same room.
Whew. Damn, Toby.
Toby was ready to play.
He was.
So, this wasn't the last room. Well, actually, technically, it was the last room we did. So, we did this in between one of the other rooms. But this is where we had the most activity. So, I wanted to save it for last. But we also got like 20 minutes at the end of the night that you could go to any room in the house that you wanted to and go hang out until they closed it.
Okay.
So, of course, I wanted to go back to the Shadow Man room because that's where I felt the most connected. And so I'm going to show you the first thing that happened and we'll kind of tell you about it. We'll show you pictures. Again, we can't share it online, but mm-hmm. We will show you guys some pictures.
This room specifically was very hot.
Like temperature wise?
No, that was a totally different room. We'll have to talk about that one too.
Oh, yeah. there was one more room that was... nothing happened. I guess you can go ahead and tell them why I got it pulled up.
Yeah. So anyway, while she does that, there was another room that was in the very back of the house. After we went out on the front porch to do our little intermission thing, they walked us around to the back of the house, and we went into almost like what felt like an add-on mm-hmm. after the fact kind of thing. And it had a coffin, and when she was telling you about the guy that was in the insane asylum that had the dolls and stuff, that's where that stuff was sitting.
You said a coffin, though, right?
Oh, yeah, there was a coffin in there.
There was a coffin in there.
Like with skeletal remains?
No.
Well, no, not no. real ones. They had like a fake skeleton in it.
And it wasn't like a very expensive coffin. It was definitely an older style coffin. But a coffin nonetheless. But anyway, that room was very, very inactive, but it was super hot.
So hot.
And the poor guy that was in charge of that room decided he was going to wear a sweater.
Because it was kind of chilly outside.
Yeah, I heard when you were outside talking about I'm going to write or type it out. It was windy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it was chilly outside.
But that specific room was probably 80 plus degrees, and that poor guy was wearing like
a sweater,
a collared jeans, shirt,
a wool sweater.
Like way hot, and he's in here sweating bullets. But the most knowledgeable tour guide we had the whole night.
Great, giving us history, his experiences. The whole time, just pouring sweat.
At one point, he was like, "I've been thinking about going to get a water and this and that, but I haven't been able to." And we were like, "Dude, go get a water."
Yeah, like we're fine. We'll chill. Like, go get you a drink, bud.
Shit, I don't want you killing over on my watch.
Nah.
Yeah, so he was really cool. Shout out to him. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember
his name either. But he did amazing.
10 out of 10 recommend him.
Oh, yeah. So then we're going to cover the shadow room. So the shadow room, like Josh said, it has a lot of dolls in it.
These specific dolls are like the 3 foot tall.
You can't really see it, but there's one standing behind me.
Oh, yeah. It's like the size of an end table.
Oh. Or like the size of a toddler.
Yeah.
They had a couple of those. They had porcelain dolls. Like, they had all kinds of dolls in this room.
I hate those dolls. I hate any dolls.
Yeah.
Hence why Josh Barbie was dolls? Outside of the room taking the picture.
Yeah. No, actually, he was in the bathroom where I was in the bathroom when she was giving the history, so I didn't really hear much of it.
So supposedly there was a person in there that blew their brains out.
Wow.
And there were actually certified brain matter removed from the wall.
And there's still a stain on the wall. Did you see it?
The gray wall?
I've got a picture of it too.
That's the bathroom.
Wait, I didn't.
What? It's right here.
What'd she do?
She shot herself. So that was the bathroom.
See the dark spot and then the white spot around it? Right there, supposedly.
Alleged. The white's probably the cleaning material that they tried to.
Yeah. So that was the bathroom that was connected to this room. So she starts talking. So they had this TV on. I don't honestly have any idea how it worked. I imagine it's kind of like this ghost tube or spirit tube or whatever. But it would play, like it would have static and then words and letters would pop up. Supposedly somehow the spirit manipulates it and it will bring up words or letters, whatever. They also had a spirit box in there where it just repeats or says whatever. No, it wasn't. They had the ghost tube in there where it will actually say the word into the app or the device, and it will repeat whatever.
You're losing me here.
Have you ever done ghost tube?
No.
You have at my house. It's an app on your phone, and you play it, and supposedly a spirit can speak into it, and it'll play what that spirit is saying.
Okay.
In a weird voice. So they had one of those, and they had the Estes method. Do you know what the Estes method is? So Estes method is when they take the radio scanner, like we used earlier, but whoever is going under Estes, they put headphones into that scanner, and you put it over your ears. So all you can hear is that scanner running through really, really fast, skipping radio stations. And then you put a blindfold on. So you can't see your surroundings and you can't hear anything except for that scanner. And then you listen to that scanner and you repeat the words that's coming through.
What you hear.
What you hear.
Okay.
I was pumped. I've always wanted to do this. So she's like, "Does anybody know what an Estes thing is?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do."
She immediately raised her hand.
Yeah.
Like she was the teacher's pet at school.
Yes.
And it was hilarious.
Okay, so you can do it. And I was like, "Okay, let's go." So she said, "Well, you get to go to the bathroom by yourself." So she's like, "You can get in the bathtub if you want." I was like, "Nah, I'll sit on it, but I'm not getting in it."
Should we get
in? No, thank you. So I went in there and I got to do the Estes method. I could not hear them. I could not see them. They were on the other side of the door. Plus, I have those earphones on and a blindfold on.
So, is it still light in the room though?
No, they shut the door. It was dark in there and I have a blindfold on.
Thanks.
Couldn't hear or see anything except for what was going on in my ears. So I could not hear their discussion outside, which she did. I'll have to double check the video. She did okay me showing the TV that you're fixing to see, but I'll have to make sure there's no dolls in it. She didn't want any dolls being shown, so.
That's bizarre.
Okay.
Terror.
So I heard the word terror.
So what kind of terror? Was it due to the fight? Okay.
You could hear that guy just then. Did you hear him? He said, "Oh my God." I think that's the room he walked out in.
No,
he
didn't
follow.
She said,
"Oh, that's right."
I don't know if she said train or cane.
Oh, she said intrigued. She said plan.
Intrigued is what I said.
What was planned? Was it because of planned death? Or did she? Oh, eviction.
Wow.
These things cost me. That's nice. It's a kiwi shit. Don't talk to me like that. Where are you from? Can you tell us where you're from?
When she said that, Jeffersonville popped up on the screen.
Oh, and when I was first in there, I felt a male presence in there with me. And then towards the, or no.
On the hill?
The beginning, I felt, I'll tell you.
On the hill?
Hill? What?
Here in a minute, I'm going to start saying more.
Hill?
Oh, that's weird. You put two L's.
Awesome.
Do-do.
Doo-doo.
What's your name? Can you give us your name? You like to talk to us? What's the name of the person that was killed in the bathroom? Grandpa?
Grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
That was grandma.
His name or
grandpa.
Some person who died in the bathroom?
Court.
And then they said Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Yeah, and right behind me is that freaking wall.
Who brings your wall? That side? Inside, inside. What's inside? Can you tell
us? Corruption.
Different. As in, should or someone look? Is that the corruption they were whispering? What were they hiding? Because I said. What were they doing in this house that they were hiding? What did you know?
So she's writing down everything they're saying.
What? What did she say? Lantern, maybe? A cursed lantern?
Was there a lantern in the room?
No.
When? You tell me? Indianapolis. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
This part's not going to be in.
Left.
Indianapolis
cloud. Left.
Hospital. They left for the hospital, or did they left for the hospital? It's interesting. You see, like, in the end, a plow in the field, like, in the hospital. What happened in the field when you were plowing? When you were plowing the field, what happened?
Okay, it looks like a field right now.
There's another commercial house up there. And if you Hours?
Yes. Rich man.
Rich man. What, did the field belong to the rich man? Because that didn't work? Except for you got injured? Where did he get you? Why did you have to go to the hospital?
Get out of here. Get out of here. Wow.
And then they leave me in the fucking bathroom by myself.
Wow. And action.
I wasn't. You were angry, or is it angry? It says quiet.
Quiet.
Only too loud for you. Loud.
Oh, that's spooky.
You said,
yeah. Why is that so funny? Oh, Peter.
Please.
Where are your names now?
Wow.
What's your name? Is this Evelyn? I feel like we're coming to a meeting right now. You can tell us your name.
Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne and Indian, man.
Yeah.
Good help you drive.
Oh.
Did he scare you when he walked in there?
Not too bad.
Sure.
She just kind of gently touched me. It was the woman. So I'll play it on YouTube, and so you guys can kind of hear what was said. But, you know, they were asking questions. And tonight is actually the first night that I've listened to this. And I told Josh after I came out that in the beginning, I felt like it was a woman presence. And at the end, I felt like there was a manly presence in the bathroom with me. Like, you know how you know somebody's just standing next to you? That's how I felt while I was in there with this blindfold on. And the first half of it, it felt like a woman was standing next to me. And then the last half, it felt like a man was standing next to me. And she even said during this video, while I was feeling that, I feel like I'm talking to a man. And then I started saying, like, hardworking. I said Fort Wayne or something like that. Yeah. I don't know, more rich man. I said rich man. And that's when I was feeling a manly presence, which is weird. But that's not the weirdest thing that happened. So now we're going to go to the grand finale. Oh, no, we got one more video. Hang on. So while we're up there... While we were up there, you know, we had that money fall. So that was during the first time we were in that room. The next two videos is when we went in there towards the end when they said we could have a free-for-all. So this is that time.
We had Joshua and we had Jacob. Right at the very first part.
Luckily, I've got him back
here.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Right there on the other side of the door to the left, right with the
wall.
16. Make you feel so old.
Who fell?
Yeah. You're an old man. Yeah.
Let's see what it looks like. What it looks like.
Money.
Check the picture. I got to show you. And I don't know. I haven't showed it to you.
Upstairs.
Oh, yeah, when we were upstairs, a penny fell.
They threw a change up there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I just said.
Money?
All money.
I've heard that I've not seen it, but they throw money up there. So some people bring, like, coins for the kids, and they leave them with little offerings for them or a little piece of candy. And I've heard that people get money thrown at them upstairs before.
Wait, is that one of the TV ICC things?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's working really cool.
What is that? That's like my favorite thing to do.
Sometimes.
He's like, maybe.
Don't be afraid.
We're not afraid.
No one's scared. No one's afraid.
Show us. Just show up right in the middle of us.
So in the video, you've seen where it said
money
fall. Yeah, money fall. And we just had that experience upstairs with the money falling. A little weird. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to tell him. So there was a penny on the floor in that room when we got up to leave. I should have looked at the date, but they were kind of pushing us out because the next crew was coming in. So I didn't pick it up and look at it. But there was a coin on the floor when we left that room.
But it's pretty cool, though.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing compares to this next clip. I'm not going to show you the words at first, and we'll see if you hear it, but you'll hear us talk about it after it happens if you don't, and then we can replay it here in a minute if we need to. So again, this is while we have our free-for-all to go in there.
Dad, serious?
Did you hear it? It said my name.
Sounds like it said entry.
Mm-mm. No. So this was
clear as day, Audrey.
And this was the ghost tube. So when it says the word, yeah, not only does it say it, it pulls it up. It said my name. The entire time we were in this room, he did not say my name. So it couldn't have been like, you know, Big Brother watching, they pull your name from it.
Mm-hmm.
We never said my name in that room. So I'm going to restart it so you can hear it.
The bathroom? 17.
How come you stopped using the TV?
1980. Horses.
So very quickly said my name, okay? Then I start panic laughing. So you hear the woman saying random words. She's doing the Estes method. So she has the headphones on, so she can't hear us.
Mm-hmm.
And she has the blindfold on, so she can't see us. So after it said my name, you hear me like kind of panic laugh, because if I didn't laugh, I was going to cry. So I start laughing. Listen to what she says.
Horses.
Horses.
Dead serious.
Do you know her name?
What's so funny?
Oh my god!
It said her name.
It said my name.
And then, who
are you?
She said, what's so funny?
Why are you here?
Why are you here, Brayden?
I'm here to meet you guys.
How can you hear me?
Wow. Through a little device that we have
not
here.
Not from here.
Not from here.
No, we came a long way just to see you. Are you standing close to me? Again, she cannot hear us. She cannot see us. And then the girl in the bathroom said, what's so funny? Because that's what they said.
Why? Yeah.
I'm here too.
What? Yeah. The? Did you hear it?
Yeah. That's insane.
That
shit was wild, guys.
Crazy.
I said, how can you hear me?
Not from here.
No, we came a long way just to see you. Are you standing close to me?
He had the EVP detector by me and it was flashing.
The ghost was checking you out, Audrey.
So, yeah.
So, do you think it was a ghost from the house, or do you think it's just a spirit that y'all were talking to? You know what I mean? Like y'all had that encounter with seeing your dad's face. Do you think it was him who knew your name? You know what I mean?
It could have been. I don't know. It's just wild that it said my name, and then I started panic laughing, and she's like, what's so funny? I was like, gotta go. It's time to, it's past my bedtime. Gotta go.
In the car, you're like,
oh, I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
For about 10 minutes, and then she fell asleep.
Yeah. Then it was
the adrenaline.
Yeah. And then I woke up in Athens and was like, oh, you're in the ditch. Like, do you need me to drive, my friend? No, I'm good.
Wasn't that bad.
So
I was tired.
Yeah. Really cool experience. definitely want to go back for a private tour. It was really awesome.
And I would highly recommend it just to go out for a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if you're curious about it. You've never done an investigation. It was a really good place to kind of start.
Yeah. It was fun.
When you do the private one, do they also provide you with the equipment?
Yes. Mm. Yep. They will even provide like an investigator to go with you if you want them to, but they don't have to. So, AD already said he was down.
Yeah, I'd
that's
be down.
5, 6, 7, 8. We just need 3 more.
Did you really have to add that up?
Yep.
Wow.
Addie says she wants to go. We'll see. She's my babysitter.
And Nellie, apparently.
Nellie's like, I ain't going there.
Nellie's in there like...
But one of the guys I work with said he would go. Tamara said she'd be interested. She doesn't know about Eric, but maybe Elizabeth or whoever.
Yep. So. I think, what did you say it was going to be like? $65, $70 a piece?
Something like that. I have to add it all up. But yeah, it, you know, no more than $100 a piece.
That's worth it. And you get to stay there all night?
Get to stay there all night. I think you get to check in at 7 and check out at 10 or something like that.
And sleep in their beds?
You can sleep
heck
in the
yeah.
beds.
I'm not doing that, y'all. Sleep standing up in the corner.
It's like a haunted Airbnb.
Yeah. So highly recommend it. Such a cool experience. I really didn't expect anything to happen. Like I said, some of it can probably be...
Explained.
But... really
some of it's cool. Really hard to explain.
Yeah, some that you just can't explain. So highly recommend.
Yep.
Thanks for going with me.
Yep.
And not griping the entire time.
Hey, I had an example on how not to do it.
There you
perfect
go.
Perfect. So yeah, that is volume 2 of our creepy tales. Because the last week of the month now, we're going to kind of do something like this where we do maybe not a specific story. Next month, I'm thinking about finding like Florida Man 911 calls.
Oh, man.
And just listening to them and talk about them, break them down. I've thought about doing superstitions one time or just interview different people, hang out, talk, and have a fun episode the last week of the month.
Maybe not stress about details and stories
exactly.
as much.
It frees up a lot of time for me. You know, I don't know if you're caught up. Last month we did personal stories that people have sent in. That was pretty cool.
Last month?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You mean like the last episode?
Last month. So we're doing it the last week of every month. So it was a couple of weeks ago.
I think I just got caught back up.
And there's been some good ones, too.
There was.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Alamo?
No, I think that's the one I got, too.
Okay. It was probably one or two before that.
Okay.
I don't know, bro. But, yeah, new format, checking some things out. We've got some interviews in the works.
Yep.
Got some cool stuff coming.
Yeah.
And then next month we're not doing the 911 calls. We're doing the 1-year anniversary.
Oh, that's right.
Because next month is the 1-year anniversary that we started.
No shit, already?
Yep.
That's where time goes.
Yeah. So if you want to include any stories for our 1-year anniversary for us to read and discuss, send them to us at theguiltyandtheghostlypodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot more traction on social media.
Clock it.
So we're growing.
Wah.
Our group is growing.
Look, see my elbow in y'all's frame.
All right. Well, I think we're all delusional. So let's get off of here. Have you heard the new sign off yet?
No.
All right. You ready to do it?
Yep.
So tune in next week. Where the guilty confess.
And the ghostly never rest.
That's cool.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.